View of the lighthouse. Looking northwards from here, you can see, nestled in amongst the rocks, a stout, castle-like building resting on the cliffs. This was the Great Orme's lighthouse. It was built in 1862, originally for the Mersey Docks and Harbour Board, and was taken over by Trinity House, the charity that looks after the lighthouses in England and Wales, in 1873.
The lighthouse is not a traditional tower-like lighthouse. It looks more like a small castle or something. And apparently this was done at the behest of Lord Mostyn, who didn't want a great big tower there. The Great Orme's Head Lighthouse was used to guide shipping into Liverpool, and it is one of the highest navigation lights in Great Britain.
In fact, the lighthouse is 99 metres. That's 325 feet above sea level. But it doesn't operate anymore.
At the moment, it's a really spectacular bed and breakfast, and the old lamp room is a bedroom there, and it must be, well, must be difficult to find a more impressive and dramatic bed and breakfast anywhere in Britain.
The steep cliffs where the lighthouse stands are the highest on the Great Orme, which makes them the ideal habitats for some rare wildlife, as Sally Pidcock, Great Orme Country Park Warden, explains.
The steep cliffs that it stands on top of, they're between 200 and 300 feet sheer from sea level, and that makes them a really good nesting habitat for all the different seabirds that inhabit the Great Orme in the summer, like kittiwakes, guillemots and razorbills and cormorants. If you're standing here in the summer, then you can hear all the seabirds down below. I love the sound in the spring because it's just a sign that spring and summer are on their way when the seabirds start to congregate on the cliffs.